Unit 3. The Great Lakes. Lesson 9. 1. Read and act.
Hey, Kevin. Where did you say you were born?
I was born in Michigan, USA.
There are a lot of lakes up there, aren't there?
Yeah, I lived on Lake Superior.
Have you ever swum it?
No, it's one of the Great Lakes. It's so big that when you sail on it, you can't see the land. It's like being on an ocean.
Well, do you swim?
Yes, I like to swim. Why?
We need another member for our swimming team. How well do you swim?
I can swim far, though I'm not very fast. When I lived in Michigan, I swam as far as 2 kilometers at one time.
You can swim in the 800-meter race. Then you don't have to be so fast.
Maybe I will come and swim on your team. When do you practice?
We start tomorrow after school. I'll see you then, okay?
Okay. Lesson 10. 2. Read.
The Great Lakes. The Great Lakes are the largest bodies of fresh water in the world. They are between the U.S. and Canada. There are 5 lakes: Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, and Ontario. When the Earth was still in the Ice Age, there was a glacier that covered the land in this area. Then, when the Earth started to warm up, the glacier melted and formed the Great Lakes. Ever since then, people have lived beside the lakes, hunting, fishing, washing clothes, ice skating, and doing many other things. When Canada and America started building factories along the shores of the lakes, they became polluted. The factories would put their waste into the lakes. Pretty soon, the lake's ecosystem was not right anymore. When fish and plants began to die, a group of people and scientists knew something had to be done. They asked the government for a special program to help them clean up the lakes and make them healthy again. These people set up a lab called the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. After they had studied the lake's ecosystem, they found that the pollution was killing the lakes. They still study the ecosystem of the Great Lakes today. They have found out how the lakes influence the weather in the world, and how different ecological events, like warm waters in the seas, influence the Great Lakes. If the Great Lakes dried up, the whole world would feel it. Many areas would become deserts, and many animals would lose their homes and maybe die out. People who live around the Great Lakes have learned that it is very important to keep the ecosystem of the Great Lakes healthy and strong.
Lesson 12. 3. Read and write. Give the passage a title and write an ending to it.
Philip, Cecily, and I were going to the cinema. We wanted to watch a scary film. I told them that I would meet them at the cinema at 7:30. I arrived late, so they had already gone in and found their seats. The film had started when I walked in. I couldn't find them right away. The picture had many dark parts. I waited and waited until finally a bright scene came on. Then I thought I saw my friend sitting in the front. I walked carefully down to the front and sat beside them. I hadn't had dinner because I was already late. My friends had bought a large bag of popcorn. I reached over and grabbed some. Cecily said, "Hey, what are you doing?" It didn't exactly sound like her, but then she was eating some popcorn. I said, "I'm hungry. I didn't have any dinner." Then I grabbed some more. Cecily then gave the popcorn to Philip. Just then, a terrible scene appeared in the film, and we all screamed. I grabbed Cecily, and she grabbed Philip. The popcorn spilled all over us. They both turned to me and said angrily, "What are you doing?" I couldn't understand why my friends were so angry. I turned to them and looked at both of them closely. I suddenly found...